recycled TV season rules in the upcoming broadcast schedule. By Mike Reynolds. Go back just 5 years, and there were 56 pilots picked up for the U.S. TV season, all hoping to become U.S. hits locally before turning into hits globally, which many of them did. A few years before that, 80 or so pilots would not have been an unusual number of debuts. Today, however, the U.S. TV sector finds itself with a much different scenario. Between them, the major networks aren't even capable of a mere handful, let alone double-digit pilot numbers, as they're caught between an audience loss to streamers and the domino effect causing advertising downturn, leading to an inevitable remit to reduce budgets. Writers, in particular, and everyone else working behind the scenes are desperately seeking jobs, any jobs, in any industry, as TV work has dried up. Even shows that have an on-screen life have reduced writers' rooms, though none contain the traditional one or two writers per series seen in the UK, where episode orders are smaller than in the US. The reduction in new orders can be understandable on one level, while on another level, investing in new projects could lead to a higher return on the content they greenlight, but it's still a gamble. Network executives are boringly and overly playing it safe, wanting to keep their jobs and going for themes, titles, and characters associated with an all-too-familiar past. Sure, COVID and Hollywood strikes got in the way, but so too has what seems like a worry-about-the-job attitude from decision-making executives. The if-we-go-for-that-it-might-fail-and-we-might-lose-our-job mentality seems to have truly hit big time, as the networks they represent stay with existing titles and refuse to branch out into something new. Many new shows recently hitting the U.S. network airwaves are Americanized versions of global franchise hits, the Traitors and Talent Dance Masked Singer type formats immediately come to mind. While production of network shows has been cast aside, production of streaming content is providing some work. Adolescence, Severance, The White Lotus, Invincible, Reacher, Zero Day, Paradise, and 1923 are among a growing list of series with overseas interest and sales. However, networks stand to lose even more of their audience to streamers, or lose previous overseas buyers of their limited new content offerings. Confided an English-language content buyer, for several years now we have not been that interested in U.S. network shows, with the odd exception. The best shows for us, which we have picked up in recent years, have been made for the likes of Hulu, Peacock, Paramount Plus, even for UK and Australian broadcasters. The days of tracking the new crime procedural shows, which run to 22 episodes, and the bidding wars, which went with them, are long gone. As I say, there is the odd exception, and we picked up St. Denis Medical, as did the BBC, and it is a great little show. This has been a Recycled TV Season Rules in the Upcoming Broadcast Schedule by Mike Reynolds.